I was doing shows. I was in Kentucky. So I'm doing a set. Whole set's going well. And then at some point, this guy stands up and he heckles about the way I look. And he just goes, hey, man, let me ask you this. You ever walk into a grocery store, big New York City, and just go, can I get a Slurpee? Tutti booty, tutti booty. I was like, no. That would be crazy offensive. And then the whole crowd turned on him, and then he got really sad. And he just goes, hey, man, I don't mean nothing by it. I was just trying to be a little racist. He just had no idea racism is a bad thing. I would change his life with that information. I was just like, yeah, man, you can't say the N-word. He'd be like, great, now I gotta rename my kids. About a month ago, I bombed a show so bad that I got an email the next day from a guy at the show just making sure I was okay. That means he had to go home, he had to remember my name, Google my name, figure out how to contact me, draft a document. That's how bad I did. Nothing could stop him. At some point, he had to be like, is this worth all the trouble? Then he thought about my set and was like, oh no, I'm doing the right thing. I was recently doing a weekend in Buffalo. And I had nowhere to sleep when I got there. The club didn't put me up. So a friend of mine lives in town. She was like, you can crash on my couch. I'll be home in the morning. You'll be fine. I go to sleep. I get woken up hours later by a guy covered in face tattoos. He just goes, I'm a skinhead. I just got out of prison. You're on my couch. You know when you first wake up? You're like, well, it's a little early for a skinhead alarm clock. So I come to, I'm like, all right, man, whatever. I'll just go sleep in my car. He goes, nah, man, I'm just fucking around. I thought you were a comedian. What? Have you ever seen comedy? It's not just terrifying people. Also, you are covered in face tattoos. Why wouldn't I believe you? I know what I look like. If I was ever on a flight, I was like, I'm a terrorist. I'm gonna blow up this plane. I think anybody would be like, looks like we got a real comedian on board.